Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I'm Dan Zangrilli. Good evening, everybody. We are with you for the next hour, and our topic tonight is how Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center is providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. I'm joined by Zita Reese. She's a local financial planner and AARP volunteer, along with Henry Horn Pyatt, the Economic Opportunity Manager, the Office of Equity, City of Pittsburgh. Zita, good evening.
Good evening.
And Henry, good evening to you as well.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you. So what we're talking about tonight is the importance of financial planning and why managing money is so important today. Henry, we'll start with you, especially during these turbulent times. It's more important than ever, isn't it?
It is, Dan. I mean, frankly, folks are dealing with unprecedented challenges now, but it's always been true that the financial system's been incredibly complex. A lot of times, when I try to explain what the FEC is all about and how it helps people, there's a lot of things in our financial life that we only ever do once. And sometimes that might be a small business owner figuring out how to apply for a payroll protection loan right now because of the current pandemic. Or maybe it's just that you're a young person purchasing a house and you're only ever going to do that once in your whole life. But when you do something once, you don't have experience and you're not good at it yet. And that's what the FEC is all about. We've got experienced folks that can help guide people through these processes that they're new to, help them understand the ins and outs, and make sure they're making informed, careful decisions.
Zita, why is managing money so important today?
Well, excuse me, if you would like to pay your bills, you have to have money to do that. And a lot of people now were out of work and didn't have any money set aside, not even enough for like 2 weeks. So the whole thing about financial planning is to look at your situation and write down your bills. I mean, certainly the Financial Empowerment Center can help you with this, because if you don't know how many bills you have, and a lot of people have credit card bills that they can't really afford, and they need some help to work through how to pay them down. So they, if you have ever had a credit card and you didn't pay your payment and you've got $28 coming onto it as a past due, that's a lot of money. So I'm a big proponent of helping people learn how to manage their money through a budget. And I have to just say this, they don't teach it in the schools, and a lot of families don't talk about money to their children. So they're neophytes, and they go to college, or they go out and they get a job after high school. And it's like, oh, boy, look at all this money I'm getting here. But they're living at home. And, you know, I remember way back, I had a child who had a job, and she paid a very minimal amount, was something like $12, to live at home. And I said, you know, you think about that. When I'm, I have to tell you that I'm retired 20 years, so I'm a little bit older. And if you have any questions, you could ask me about, you know, again, as I said, people need to know how much they have in income and how many bills they have, and they should also start a savings plan.
Zita, you did mention that you did work as a banker and a financial planner, and you've been retired for quite some time. So take me back to when you were working. What sort of issues were you seeing with your clients then? Are they the same that are prevalent today?
Yeah, I would say a lot of I dealt with a lot of high net worth people, and they were there to help for the bank to help them do various things. But every once in a while, we would have a customer come in, someone who had just gotten a great job or gotten a big bonus, or you know, and as I remember, this one fellow had some considerable talent. He was a baseball player, and he was very generous to his friends, and his trainer brought him to us and said, "Could you help him? He's going to spend all this money, and he's not going to have anything when he's done, because you know, professional football and baseball and whatever, they have maybe a 10 years to make some money, and then they have the rest of their life to, like, live." So I remember that very vividly. He wasn't my customer, but as you know, when you work in a group, you talk about how you can help people. The other thing, when you're helping your children, your grandchildren, a lot of seniors, because I'm the president of a large chapter, one of the largest chapters in Allegheny County, you hear things like, my grandson had to come and live with me because he couldn't pay his rent. And I'm trying to help him work through this. He's got a job, but he doesn't know how to manage his money, and I can't give him a lot of money, but he can live in my basement until he gets it straight. Well, that's right where the financial empowerment people could help this guy, this child.
It's a great point. Is Zita Reese, a local financial planner, AARP volunteer, along with Henry Horn Pyatt, who's the Economic Opportunity Manager, the Office of Equity in the City of Pittsburgh, joining us here on Pittsburgh Works. We're talking about how Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center is providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. So, Henry, question for you. What's the idea behind the Financial Empowerment Center?
Well, Dan, for me, it really made sense. I used to work in the Main Street field, and for a lot of your listeners, I'm sure they're familiar with towns like Carnegie that have great Main Street systems. And really the backbone of that is you have one person that's helping these businesses work through difficult situations, work through zoning situations, work together, put together promotions, helping folks figure things out. And through that experience, I realized that folks are best able to achieve their goals when they've got the right tutelage right when they need it. And so I think it was about 3 years ago, the mayor asked me to check out this nonprofit called Cities for Financial Empowerment in New York City. And in 2008, they started the first Financial Empowerment Center there to help with that previous recession. And they've been seeing some really good results. So they were starting to teach other cities like Pittsburgh how to set up that system and what it should look like. But the big idea is that when you're dealing with something complicated, let's say you're a kid in high school and you need to figure out what to do next, you go to your guidance counselor. Let's say you're a homeowner and you've got a hole in your roof and you're not sure how to sustainably repair that and make sure it'll be good for a long time into the future, you call a roofer. Well, when you've got financial decisions to make, now you can call your counselor at the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center.
No doubt. It sounds like a great program. So, Henry, if you can give me some particulars as how it all works and what kind of assistance it actually does provide.
Yeah, it's really simple because we didn't want to do some sort of classroom blame and shame situation. I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening are familiar with some of the financial literacy classes that certain places have put on through the years. And those can be really useful resources for somebody who's got a lot of time or maybe starting out. But I think that a lot of times that type of classroom education would better serve the high school students that Zita was talking about. But now, when folks are out and in the world and need to make financial decisions, they don't have time to necessarily participate in a big, long curriculum. They need to figure out the answers to the challenges they're facing now. And that's what you get from the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center. Right now, we have four very highly trained professionals, and all they do all day long is take appointments with individual Pittsburghers or married folks or people who share a household together or, you know, any other combination like that, and help them solve their problems. They're saying to our clients, what challenge are you faced with today, and how can we most efficiently get you through this challenge? They can also do other things like long-range budgeting, like Zita had alluded to. But the point is, our clients dictate what occurs in these appointments, and we're giving our clients access to experts.
Henry Horn Pyatt is the Economic Opportunity Manager, the Office of Equity in the City of Pittsburgh, and we're also joined by Zita Reese. She's a retired financial planner and a volunteer at AARP here on this edition of Pittsburgh Works. We're talking about how the new Financial Empowerment Center in the city is providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. So, Zita, the question for you is, what is the AARP involvement here in supporting the program?
Can I just say one thing, because Henry didn't mention that it's a free service, and I think that's very important to a lot of people. But let me go back to, there are 30 AARP chapters in Allegheny County, and I'm one of the largest, and we're called Dormont, but we have members that are from the South Hills area. And I forget what you wanted me to talk about.
Well, basically, what AARP's, what they're doing to help support the program.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have had Becky come to a team meeting. Now, we have a team meeting of all of the chapters once a month, and it's usually some of the board members. Like, I'll go, and I'll have some of my board members. So there's probably 50 or 60 people there. And we had Becky come from the FEC to come and talk to all of us and give us information about what's available from Financial Empowerment Center. The idea being that all of the people who were there, I'm the president, I tell my board, this would be a great program to have somebody from FEC come to our meeting, where we usually get 100 people, to talk about this opportunity if someone would like to take advantage of it. So that's really how we have been trying to spread the word to our members. And we also have literature to provide to anybody who is interested in knowing more about the Financial Empowerment Center.
All right. Well, when's the best time to seek advice? Do you have to wait until there is a crisis like we have now? How big of an issue is preventing fraud? Do consumers need to know more about ways that they can be ripped off? All of these questions we will answer here in our conversation this hour on Pittsburgh Works when we return. I'm joined by Zita Reese. She's a local financial planner and volunteer at AARP, along with Henry Horn Pyatt, the Economic Opportunity Manager, the Office of Equity in the City of Pittsburgh, here on this Thursday Pittsburgh Work program, as we discuss Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center. I'm Dan Zangrilli, returning in a moment on KDKA Radio. And I'm Dan Zangrilli, your host of this edition of our Pittsburgh Works program. Tonight we're talking about how Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center is providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. And on the phone we're joined by Henry Horn Pyatt. He's the Economic Opportunity Manager, the Office of Equity in the City of Pittsburgh, along with a retired financial planner, Zita Reese, also an AARP volunteer. AARP is at the center of helping this and aiding this. So, we'll start with you, Henry. The best time to seek advice. You don't necessarily have to wait until there's a crisis to seek financial empowerment, do you?
No, absolutely not. Personally, actually, my wife and I speak with one of our counselors at the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center, and we use the service to try to think ahead about our respective financial futures. Of course, in our generation, me being in my 30s, we don't have as many things that are set up for us for retirement the way previous generations did. I'm lucky to be an employee of the city of Pittsburgh, where we have a small pension program. But if my wife is in a more common situation for folks of our age, she's a freelancer and has many different jobs for many different organizations. And so she's really responsible for saving for her own retirement. And that's one been one of our big goals in working with the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center. And like a lot of other people in our generation, you know, we have some debts that, you know, have become onerous. And with our counselor, Ikuma, we've been able to make a very structured plan that we understand and are able to follow along with in order to slowly be making sure our debt numbers are going in the right direction and our retirement savings is also going in the right direction.
Zito, really, you know, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead, Henry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
But I just want to emphasize that, you know, that's what we wanted to do. But any folks who come in, whether they're trying to face an immediate challenge or they have a long-term goal, I mean, we've served 18-year-olds who are trying to get on the stick and have a long-term plan before they even begin their careers.
This really does lack in our education system, doesn't it, Zita? I mean, it's almost mind-numbing that people come out of school not even knowing how to balance a checkbook or work on a budget. I know you're efforting to change all of this, but as it pertains to our education system, do you try to maybe work with the schools at all to try to indoctrinate some of the core principles here at an early age?
Well, I haven't done that, and I actually am a very firm proponent of the children learning, at least in high school, learning to manage a household, to understand that my own son said to me, "You mean I have to pay my car insurance every year?" I mean, they just don't understand all of the intricacies of how to run a household, how to pay your bills, even if you're single. You still have bills to pay, and the worst part, as I read some of the articles now, that 50% of the people everywhere don't have enough money set aside for 2 weeks. So if they have a problem and they don't get paid for 2 weeks, they only have a couple weeks to pay their bills, and then they're SOL. I just find that incredible. And then, I mean, and because I work with seniors, a lot of seniors on a fixed income,
that's a great point,
are really having a problem because their Social Security isn't very much because they didn't work. Most, and a lot of them are women because you know, women live longer than men.
Well, and also the income structure has changed, especially if you move on into retirement. You may not be making as much money as you once did for years and years. We are with Zita Reese. She's an AARP volunteer, local financial planner, along with Henry Horn Pyatt, the Economic Opportunity Manager, Office of Equity in the City of Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh Works, the new financial empowerment center, providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. We'll continue our conversation after this. And I'm your host, Dan Zangrilli. Hey, folks, before we continue our conversation talking about Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center and how they are providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health, Zita Reese, who's an AARP volunteer, a local financial planner in her career, now retired, Henry Horn Pyatt, who is the manager of economic opportunity in the Office of Equity here in the city of Pittsburgh. I do want to remind you first, however, that we want to take a moment, and I think Zita and Henry will echo this. We want to thank our true heroes, all the essential workers during these times, our friends at People's Natural Gas driving this initiative, healthcare workers, first responders, grocery store employees, delivery and truck drivers, mail carriers, sanitation workers, you name it. Everyone on the front lines every day. Thanks to our friends at Coit Services, Coit Cleaning Services, and Pellucci Plumbing and Schneider's Dairy. So who's your true hero? Share a picture, brief story, if you would. put on our website, kdkaradio.com/heroes, frontline hero in your life. All right, lady and gentlemen, welcome back as we continue on our conversation here, talking about financial empowerment and how to improve financial health. One big way to do that is to protect what you do have, Henry, and fraud is as prevalent as it's ever been. So how do you prevent it, and what do consumers need to know as to how they can be potentially ripped off?
Well, let me stop it and explain that AARP has a very vibrant group. Mary Bach is the head of that. Then she goes out to talk to groups across the state, actually, about the newest scams. And also, AARP has a newsletter and a magazine, and they talk about, there's always a section in there about the newest scams. And not only that, we have a newsletter that goes out to our members every month. And I always say, there's something called the President's News. I always put in something about this scam. The one that was really there for a while was people calling our members or anybody saying, we can help you get your stimulus check sooner. All you have to do is give us, you know, whatever it is. Give me your credit card, and we'll make sure it comes to you soon. Well, that's a real scam, and as I said, we are very active in bringing the newest scam to our members. And when you think about how many people are there's like almost 2 million volunteers, AARP volunteers in Pennsylvania alone, that the word gets out. Like, don't answer the phone if somebody says, I'm calling you from the light company and you've got a refund coming. Just hang up on them. And I've gotten that call at least once a day now for the last couple of days. Oh. And I just think you have to tell people where the scams are and what they are and help them through that, because so many people get stuck.
Yeah, most certainly. Henry, what's your thought on this?
Well, Zita brings up a really good point, and Mary, who she mentioned, actually has helped conduct a training for our financial counselors on some of those common scams. So I actually participated myself, and Mary just walked us through very simply what those scams look like, how the whole shtick works, and what the common ways in which folks get ensnared to them are. But the biggest thing is to be careful and diligent about each financial step you're trying to take, and to always act with foresight and not act out of fear. And that's because when you're acting out of fear, when you're making paranoid moves, that's when you get caught up by one of these sneaky folks. And I do want to thank Mary for conducting that training for our counselors, because she has absolutely helped us keep our clients on guard.
You're listening to our Pittsburgh Works program here on KDKA Radio, and tonight we're discussing how Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center is providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. Our guests this evening are experts, Zita Reese, who's a retired financial planner and AARP volunteer, and the Economic Opportunity Manager, Henry Horn Pyatt, from the Office of Equity in the city of Pittsburgh. Henry, is there anybody that is precluded from using FEC Services, Financial Empowerment Center, or is this open to everybody?
Well, I'm really glad you asked. We do have one rule. You've got to be 18 years old. Minors can participate, but they just have to have a parent or guardian participate along with them. And that's just simply to be able to consent to participating in such a thing. But we serve all kinds of folks. I'm looking at some of our statistics right now. I'd say a third of our client households have incomes over $35,000, and the other two thirds are below. Some households are on very modest fixed incomes, as Zita was speaking about some seniors trying to make their Social Security work. The vast majority of our clients, and this is, I guess maybe it shouldn't be surprising, because I guess Zita knows a whole lot, but two-thirds of our clients are women. And again, as she said, you know, a lot of the women live longer and then have to deal with some challenges in those last years that aren't necessarily easy to do. But another thing I wanted to point out, Dan, Although this is a service of the city of Pittsburgh, we are actually able to serve people outside of the city of Pittsburgh because of the generous funding that we've received from Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund and a few of our other regional funders as well.
How far is your reach, Henry, if I could interrupt and ask you that question? How far does your reach go?
The vast majority of our clients are in the county. We spend a lot of time in the city of Pittsburgh at community organizations, but then also in many of our adjacent communities, like Wilkinsburg, McKees Rocks, the Allegheny River boroughs, like Etna, Sharpsburg, Millvale. Those core communities, not necessarily in the city, but in the core of Allegheny County, are where the majority of our clients come from. But we've also had folks call up from Butler and Beaver, and even I think one or two clients we've served from West Virginia. And frankly, I mean, we do focus on the city, but we want to help anybody we can help.
No doubt. Zita, how successful has this program been so far? And for background purposes, how long has it been around? I know it's new, the Financial Empowerment Center, that's free. So I guess a twofold question there for you, Zita. How long has it been around, and what are your success stories so far?
Well, as I understand it, from Jen Blatt, who is the AARP Director of Outreach, Henry actually contacted her because he knew of her and suggested that the FEC would be a good match with AARP. And so that was last year, I think November. And so, but I think FEC had probably been around a little bit longer than that in this area. But I forget where I saw this information, but it seems like they had already had like 2,500 customers that they've been able to help. Is that right, Henry?
Well, we started, unfortunately, we haven't helped quite that many people yet. I'm actually looking at our statistics right now, but we've been open for a year in April. We've served 555 clients, but in a total of 1,412 sessions. And that's because some folks come in and meet with a counselor for an hour, get what they need, and they're off to the races. And then other folks, it's more of an iterative process. In some cases, we've seen people as many as 15 times.
Wow. And it all depends on, I suppose, the need. And what are you hearing from those clients, Henry? What's the feedback that you're getting as how it's actually helped them and how it's changed their lives?
Yeah, it's been really awesome. A lot of folks have come into our office, we're actually partnered with community organizations under normal circumstances when we can meet. We're partnered with community organizations all around the city. So that's where we actually do our counseling. Right now we're on Zoom and WhatsApp. But, a lot of folks come into those appointments really upset. They don't have hope. They feel like they're totally stuck. They got bill collectors calling them. They don't know what the heck to do, and they just feel like there's no way to be a part of the regular, everyday financial system successfully anymore. And a lot of times after those first appointments, folks can clearly see a way to success, a way to financial solidarity. A lot of times it's just helping folks understand what buttons and levers they actually have within their control, both in terms of the dollars that they actually have, but also in terms of what their rights are when they're dealing with creditors.
We are talking to Zita Reese, who's an AARP volunteer. She's a retired financial planner. She, along with AARP, they've teamed up with the Office of Equity in the city of Pittsburgh. And we also have on the phone, who you just heard, Henry Horn Pyatt, who's the Economic Opportunity Manager. And here on Pittsburgh Works tonight, we're talking about Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center. So as it pertains to AARP, Zita, this question's for you. How are the volunteers helping to promote this program, get it off the ground? Certainly being on KDKA radio to get the word out, that helps, but I know there's some grassroots efforts from AARP as well.
Well, as I mentioned before, we have these team meetings, and there are 30 chapters in this area. I have 300 members. There's two other chapters that have about that many, and a lot of the other chapters are somewhere between 50 to 100 or 100, whatever. I mean, so, but look at the composition of our members. We're all like were seniors, a lot of them, because you have to be 50 now, whether you're a senior then it's not as a whatever. But we have a lot of people that we talk to. We have extended families. We have neighbors. And we hear things. And so we know about the FEC, and we can say, well, you know, this is a free service. Maybe you might like to talk to them about whatever it is.
I think Zita's being a little modest here, because to be quite honest, the biggest reason that I wanted to partner with AARP is because AARP members are leaders in their communities. They're successful people that are engaged with community projects, and they're looked to for advice. And so that's why I wanted the AARP members to know about my product, our product, because they're so trusted.
Yeah, that is great to hear. As we continue our conversation with Henry Horn Pyatt, who's the Economic Opportunity Manager for the City of Pittsburgh in their Office of Equity, Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center, free advice to help residents improve their financial health. That's the topic on this evening's Thursday Pittsburgh Works program. Up next, how has this pandemic impacted what they are doing, and will they try to sell you anything, and where do they really want to see this program go? How big can it get? We'll discuss that coming up next. And I'm your host, Ann Zangrilli, here on this Thursday Pittsburgh Works program, our final segment of how Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center is providing free, that's right, free, advice to help residents improve their financial health. And that is so important during this pandemic. And we're happy to be joined by Henry Horn Pyatt, who works for the City of Pittsburgh in their Office of Equity as the Economic Opportunity Manager. Zita Reese is also on the line, an AARP volunteer, who's a local financial planner, now retired, but she's very much entrenched into this great program. So, Henry, has the pandemic impacted at all what you're doing?
Sort of. We basically had to help train our counselors to keep them up with all of the new resources and to understand new IRS rules, to understand, filing delays, when folks might receive stimulus money, what the best ways to use that stimulus money are. But honestly, we just got busier. That's really been the big effect.
I was going to say, you probably have seen a spike in business here. And Zita and Henry, we don't have a ton of time left, so I do want to cover some ground here if you could be efficient with your answers here. Zita and Henry, either of you could take this. You're not trying to sell anybody anything, correct?
Never.
That's correct.
Never, ever.
Great. I mean, that's a simple, clear cut. That's a hard no. A hard no.
Never, ever, ever. We help people compare things like mortgages or bank accounts, but we don't have skin in that game.
Okay, that's great to hear. So where do you want to see this program go, Zita? How big do you believe it can get?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who the pandemic has proven to them that if you don't have some kind of a backlog of money somewhere, that you're really in trouble. I mean, look at the people that are going to go get free food, and then all the utilities are saying, well, we're going to give you a little bit of leeway, but the people have to pay eventually, and I can tell you there's going to be a lot of people that we hopefully will not lose their homes, but if you can't pay your mortgage after a while, the bank's going to say, okay, you can't live there anymore.
That has taught everyone, I think, a hard lesson here over the last 90 days for sure. And this is an important program here, folks. Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center. If you are struggling, if you were maybe caught flat-footed, it's a free program. Henry, how do people get in touch? And if they want to schedule an appointment with a counselor, how do they do it? They've heard this entire program. They say, you know what? I need that help. This is for me or somebody I know. What's the next step?
All right. Grab your pen, folks. It's real simple. We've got two ways for you to do this. The first one is online. All you need to do is Google Pittsburgh space FEC. That's it, and you'll know you're in the right place because you'll see the City of Pittsburgh seal right on top of that webpage.
Love
it. The other way is to call us, 1-800-298-0237. That's 800-298-0237. Either way, you can leave a message any time of day on that phone number. We'll call you back when someone comes in the morning, or you can make an appointment online through that webpage.
Google Pittsburgh FEC. That's Francis, Edward, Charlie, Pittsburgh FEC. Again, that phone number, 1-800-298-0237, 800-298-0237. Special thanks to Henry Horn Pyatt, the Economic Opportunity Manager for the City of Pittsburgh and their Office of Equity, an AARP volunteer, retired financial planner Zita Reese. They are championing the cause, a great one, that is Pittsburgh's new Financial Empowerment Center, providing free advice to help residents improve their financial health. If you're interested, again, it's Pittsburgh FEC, Francis, Edward, Charlie. Google them and reach out. This has been Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.